Tucker, to try and put a little tap in your toe, a little skip in your step, a little sparkle in your eye. That's what we do here at Rosie on the House. With Open Lines, we're broadcasting live from Sanderson Ford. I have Romy and Jennifer, my wife of 40 years, here this morning, and we're doing a water drive. If you're in the neighborhood, stop by with a flat of water, and we will reward you with a two-for-one, half-off price for Wet n Wild Water Park, and we appreciate it. It's a Salvation Army water drive that Ford dealerships participate in every single year. While you're here, take a look at some of the beautiful vehicles on display. It's absolutely hard to come here and not leave with a new vehicle every single time, but I'm here too often, and Jennifer probably wouldn't put up with that. So.
We're getting close. Yeah, Whitey's got the miles on it.
Yeah, it does.
And it is white. It takes me about 3 hours with a pressure washer, but it is white under there.
It is white under there. Yeah, when you live, you know, down a dirt road, a couple miles of dirt road, it tends to show. I need to address the super cooling issue. This flared up huge last summer, when APS went to the Corporation Commission and was able to get through a rate increase that erased everyone's then current purchase plan. And it looked like to us, from the homework we were doing and the information we were getting from APS, what I've been trying to teach you all, and whether you're at APS or SRP or TEP, it works in all power provider networks and neighborhoods, is to get you to start buying as much of your power off peak as possible. And we have people that are living comfortably buying in excess of 90% of their power off peak. And you could be essentially reducing your summer cooling bill, by not just your cooling bill, but your entire energy bill, by as much as 40%. So we had people paying $600 for air conditioning in big families and in good-sized homes, that we were able to drop their air conditioning bill to under $400. We had many people that were in excess of $400 and $450 that we were able to get down to $200, $225, and $250. And it's by simply staggering the time of day that you buy your electricity and get to where you're purchasing all but essential electricity off peak. To do that, you turn your thermostat very low and allow the house to get very cool off peak. Then the air conditioners can sleep the entire time that it's on peak, and they're the biggest power consumers in your house. And people call me and complain that my air conditioner comes on and it stays on. That's a good thing, all right? It takes 6 times more electricity to start an air conditioner than it does to run an air conditioner. So you're better off getting a little bit smaller air conditioning, letting it run a little bit longer. That gives you better filtration, better indoor air quality, better dehumidification, and much more efficient cooling, and much fewer hot and cold spots throughout the course of the house. And it costs less to run, and it costs less to buy. So there's no reason not to do it. The updates we're seeing, and Jennifer, you're seeing them, but Julia, our daughter's emailing them to us. I'm asking all you folks on the new rate to please send us information. I want to know what your May invoice was for this year. I want to know what your May invoice was for last year. I want to know what your June invoice is going to be, what your June invoice was. The initial data we're getting is super cooling is still alive and well. You've just got to shift the time of day that you do it.
That's right. And we haven't had the heat, really heat of the summer yet, so time will tell. But so far, it seems like it's I've had lots of people just say, hey, super cooling is alive.
And it's funny, you always think July is the hottest, but usually June's the hottest. So by July, when everyone's got their June bills, we'll really know, and then that'll give you the rest of July and August to make any adjustments for the last two of the big 3 months of cooling.
All right. Well, we've got one more plumbing ghost here that I'm going to try and tackle before we go to bottom of the hour break. We've got Kristen calling. Plumbing ghosts seem to be the topic of the day today. Let's see what we can do. Hopefully I could have an idea or two to solve it for. Kristen?
The only reason I'm calling is because that other lady called about her outdoor spigot for the hose.
Yes.
And when either
and you
one
wanted
of,
to stump us twice in one show.
Yes, exactly. But you don't have to come here because my husband wouldn't believe that I've called you, even though I call you all the you know, frequently. So here's the story. In the middle of the night when we get up and use the master bath, and flush it, and we go back to bed, either one of us, water comes out of the shower head. And it drips and drips and drips. So, yes, we did call a plumber. The man came. I was not here. He talked to my husband. It backs up, the shower backs up to where the hot water heater is, but the water coming out is not hot. And he said that the best thing to do would be to rip the whole thing apart and find out. I know. I hear you. So that's why I have enough courage to call, because that other lady called about the outdoor spigot.
All right.
When
we get back, we'll come back and address Kristen's plumbing ghost.
And this is what happens. We get a plumbing question, it triggers everyone's mind, and we instantly get flooded with plumbing questions.